we have a football game. I don't want to say of epic proportions, but we have a pretty big stage. 425 CBS, the main national game, Romo Nantz, Northwest Stadium, this Sunday, Chicago, Washington, two former NFL Goliaths who haven't been good for the most part in a long time. But, of course, we don't now know if Jaden Daniels is going to play. So, Doc, I just wanted to start off the show. To be clear, both of us are not doctors. Both of us are not trainers. Both of us are not quarterbacks. We have no idea ultimately what is going to happen and transpire in 5 days, or at least I don't. I have a feeling. I have an inkling. I have some clues that were left behind by the head coach yesterday and common sense, but we don't know what's going to happen on Sunday.
I know exactly what's going to happen.
Oh, okay, so I'm going to speak for myself.
Yeah.
I don't know exactly what's going to happen.
That's all you can do is speak from your experiences.
But you do.
All I'm doing is speaking from my experiences.
Okay.
Yeah.
So tell me what's going to happen on Sunday.
He's going to fight tooth and nail to play no matter what.
I would agree.
And the adults in the room will have to set him down and tell him, no, you're not, if they don't believe he can play and not hurt himself.
Right.
Because this is a long season, as you well know. All players want to play. That's why they're players and not spectators. And the adults in the room have to think big picture. And that's why you have Marcus. They already beat this battle when they brought in a guy that's very similar in traits and runs about the same thing. So it's not a shock to their offensive system.
Mm-hmm.
That was the beauty of what they did in the offseason. That was the beauty of Johnson. This group is so far ahead of the curve that we should applaud them for that and put our focus on who's the third guy who's behind Marcus. That should be your concern. But it won't be. Because why should a fan worry about that?
Well,
it takes the fun away from it.
I mean, it is for those of us that can think beyond the obvious
and beyond the
headlines.
It's just not a fan's job.
I mean, you know, I was worried about Jeff Driskel, the third quarterback on Sunday, because Marcus Mariota took a big hit early on in his replacement of Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, my gosh. And I had this conversation with Big Mitch Tischler from Monumental Sports Network.
Yeah.
And JP's podcast and his podcast, right, which they do after the game and so on and so forth, and Mitch sits two doors down from me or two seats down from me or whatever. I said, before the game, I said, what's the deal with the third quarterback? Because we saw what happened to Deshaun Watson.
Mm-hmm.
We saw DTR from your beloved UCLA alma mater.
He's a Bruin.
Playing, and I was like, that's kind of weird, because what happened to Jameis Winston? I thought he was the backup and whatever, and he was the emergency third. And I said, well, I'm still confused on the rules and whatever. I said, what happens? And basically Mitch described it as if the quarterback number one goes out, if quarterback number two goes out, and therefore the emergency third quarterback has to come in.
You can break glass.
The first two can't come back in under any circumstances.
Right.
So basically, I was starting to wonder, worry, what have you. I think it was the second drive. Mariota kind of took a shot over the middle to the rib midsection area, if I remember. Maybe it was the hip. I can't even remember at this point. And I was like, oh, he's got an injury history, including in training camp that cost him not only most of training camp, the entire preseason and the first four games. Mm-hmm. I said, he's got an injury history. We might be on Jeff Driskel and then Luke McCaffrey as the backup to the backup to the backup to
and
the backup.
That's not as bad as Mitchell.
Exactly.
For us in the past. As long as he's done it in his lifetime.
Yep.
He's better than you and I doing it.
Yes. But, I guess that's where my mind went. And then, I guess as the game kind of settled in, and especially when they made it 17-0, then 20-0, and then that big long drive at the end of the first half, I started to feel much better, more comfortable. Marcus Mariota had the oil running through the engine, and he started to play well and started to rip it a couple of times to Terry, one time to Ertz. Bing, bang, boom, on that 92-yard drive, they score right before halftime. Ertz gets his first touchdown with Washington, so on and so forth, and it's 27-0, and it's on like Donkey Kong. The bottom line is, if you watch that game on Sunday, if you were there, which you were hanging out with your fellow alumni. It was, it wasn't really called Alumni Weekend as much as it was for Daryl Green, but it was certainly Alumni Weekend, and you guys were all watching the game and whatnot, and clearly Carolina was overmatched, clearly. And everybody walked away going, okay, this is good. We're fine. We can get by. We can move forward. And what I kept thinking to myself was, yes, you probably can move forward. Yes, you can probably get by. But boy, a game against the Bears, which I already thought was going to be really tough, just got a lot tougher. That was what my immediate focus. I felt Jaden was going to be okay. I felt Jaden was going to be okay, especially when his mom tweeted and then there was a Jeremy Fowler report that he was going to be okay. I felt like there was nothing broken. We still don't have clarity on that. But
and you're not going to get clarity.
Right. But I felt like he was going to be okay, ultimately. But I never felt for sure he would play this Sunday against the Bears. I still don't feel that way. But I did feel okay once Mariota got the oil running through the engine. But then I started thinking in the second half, as the game was a blowout, and I know fans don't want to hear this. They want to celebrate. They don't want to worry. They don't want anxiety, what have you. I started thinking to myself, Doc, it was already going to be a tough game. With Jaden, it was already going to be a really tough task. With Jaden, now it just got inordinately tougher, in my opinion, this Sunday against the Bears. And maybe I'm guilty of being too much of a negative Nancy, too much of a half empty or glasses half empty. But that's
but
that,
Chris,
that's
I don't
what
think
was
you
on
have
my
to
fault,
apologize.
My,
just
my
be
mind.
Just be who you are.
Yeah,
I think this way every week. Every week is the same. It's not an up. I'm not getting up with Baltimore. Every week's the same. Then you don't have to deal with this kind of crap.
No.
You come into it, every opponent can beat you. Carolina could have beaten them. The way they started off,
yeah.
We had no contain. Yeah. That first series, I almost passed out. I said, you got to be
kidding. That little 27-yard.
Yeah. So that's what the NFL is. And I go, but having been through this, you go, calm down. This is a four-quarter exhibition. Let's see who's up for the fight. And then you see our defense. Because to me, the biggest loss, the one I'm concerned about was a week ago, it's the eight car. It's B-Rob. Because B-Rob, to me, he is the thud that we need in order to be really good.
Mm-hmm.
You can be sexy with five. And we're a lot of this, and then the fan base is going to go nuts. But you ain't going to beat anybody real good without eight. So would you want to be interesting, or do you want to be a playoff contender and be willing to really win games? It's eight. So we have got to be able to run the ball and stop the run, or you're going to be mediocre, no matter how good you feel now. So, but that's how I judge it based on experience. But then I'm going to be a killjoy. Go ahead, tickle yourself to death. Worry yourself to death. Do anything you have to do to get you to the point, because it has no outcome on them. They already know what they're going to do because they know what they have to do. They got to get people ready to beat the Chicago Bears, no matter what. And nobody sits around worried about one guy playing or not playing, because they have got to get the job done no matter what. And when you live in that world, that's just the way it is. Now, everybody else can go nuts and you can chase the internet and do whatever you got to do, because it's irrelevant. It doesn't matter because you don't play. The pros over there know what they got to do. And it starts up front. Who am I concerned about? The interior. Is that concussion? Left tackle, center, hand. You better be worried about them big uglies up front. Because if they're okay, then you, I, or our resident genius might be able to go in there and maybe we can give them a chance to win.
And you're talking about, obviously, Coleman, the rookie at left tackle, has been splitting time with Cornelius Lucas, Tyler Biadasz.
Yeah, Tyler
got a
badass.
Little bit banged up, and he's been great so far this year. And back to B-Rob, 12 carries, 71 yards, the touchdown. He made it 17-0, tough physical run, great blocking. Biadasz was, just created a seal.
Just loved him.
You know, and then some on that particular play. And there was a couple of plays before that where they were running a mix of power and zone and just blowing people off the ball. And Robinson was getting, 3-4 yards down the field before even a sniff of
the
contact.
Pile, the receivers,
almost Derrick Henry-like. Tight almost ends, Derrick Henry-like.
Everybody.
Yeah, exactly.
This team has energy, man. They
and Robinson, Robinson finished 12 carries, 71 yards. I mean, you got the sense, obviously, that they eased off the gas pedal. They
pulled
didn't,
the dogs off.
They didn't need to, right? Like, you hope that if they need to, they can run him 20 times. And I think exactly they're going to need to do a lot more. Whether Jaden Daniels is in, whether Marcus Mariota is in. Because here's the thing. If Jaden Daniels is in, you'd have to think there's going to be obviously no quarterback powers and pulls and student body rights. But also, there's going to be a limited amount of quarterback keeper option type plays and calls.
If I have to do all that, then don't even suit him up.
That's fair.
Yeah.
That's fair.